Amplified Focus Live on WKIP. Boy, the morning has gone by very quickly. Tom Mulroy generously spent his time with us here in the studio. So the existing hotel, Tom Mulroy, is a Marriott Bonvoy.
Well, it's a Marriott brand. They have about 30 different brands. It's officially a Marriott Residence Inn. However, it's what's dubbed as a soft-branded Residence Inn, so we don't have to have that McDonald label on it. So it's a boutique Residence Inn. There's only six of them in the country, but it is officially Residence Inn. You get all your – Bonvoy is their frequent guest platform. It's about 250 million members of that. And Marriott is the largest hotel company in the world by almost twice as big as Hilton, and which is a multiple times bigger than Hyatt, and then it goes boutique after that. And the second hotel will be, you know, most likely a Marriott as well. We're working with them on a more of a 4.5+ star hotel with residence club and what have you. That'll have the big event space up to 400 or 500 people. It'll have the spa. It'll have wellness center overlooking a 3-acre lake. Very integrated in the back part of the property, which does slope up, and it'll have incredible views. That goes starts around 210 feet above sea level and goes up 5 stories.
Wow.
The first one starts at 100 feet above sea level and goes up 5 stories. So to answer your question before to finish up on that, yes, everything we've done on site and locally is well ahead of what we expected. What's not in our control are the capital markets, obviously, and the supply chains and the interest rates and what have you. So that is, over a long-term project, you do have to assume downturns. If you're looking at a 10, 15-year project, you have to assume there'll be downturns like we had. There'll be spike in interest rates, which we have. So you have to time the capital, you know, depending on where it is, to be optimized to try to make this the most efficient execution you can do. So that really is something we keep an eye on, and no one's perfect at predicting that. So you have to work and leave self room in there and protect your downside while planning for the future. So that's where it is.
Good. And back to the Inn at Belfield that's already there, if I remember correctly.
It's open, fully open now.
And that can host up to 150 people in the existing?
We have 137 suites. It's an all suite. Right. Each unit, there's 14 different models. All have kitchens, all have living room portions of it, bedroom, bathrooms, what have you, showers, bathtubs. And it's all, and all the market downstairs all feature Hudson Valley goods. The closer the better. Very localized project. We are featuring, obviously, Crown Maple syrups. We're featuring the Harney teas, you know, everything that's Hudson Valley. And there are certain, you know, we'll have a wine list. Hudson Valley wines, distilled products, and the sake company just opening up will feature them. There'll be local craft beers, but we'll have, you know, the French wines, Italian wines, but you'll have a good showing, Elizabeth wines, for instance, in the Hudson Valley. And really, you know, every room is going to be named that way, the radio, the loops that we talked about, really taking into the localness of this. It's a local community, and that's what we're trying to bring in the value, which is culinary based. It's FDR based, Roosevelt based. Right. I had the pleasure, as you know, we mentioned last week, we talked to Manuela Roosevelt. Incredible human being. She's now the chairman of the Omega Institute. She is such a giving human being. I've just met her recently. Mm-hmm. And for her to be out there giving us our time for the history and what this area means to her and the Roosevelts and to really everyone, the history of this, she's going to be an incredible part of this. I met with her again yesterday. She really is giving a lot of time and vision to us, and we're going to bring that in. So
she'll be in with me relatively soon. We're going to talk about the Eleanor Roosevelt Valkill Center as well as Omega. And
I'm looking
forward to broadcasting this show from the Wallace Center on April 12th. And you and I can work with hosting us in May.
Yep.
But again, I you know, admire. It's like I said to you the other day, Tom Mulroy, I think you're having fun at this point in life.
I am. And I do have my brother-in-law, Mike Gettler. He's been behind me a long time on this. It's been a long-term project, and you have to really embrace a lot of people. We had our holiday party there on December 22nd, which is when the hotel opened up. And there was about 50 people there, close friends and works. And someone did a call out about me going up, giving a quick hello, and about, you know, saying, giving me credit for this project. Everyone in that room, and there was only a fraction of the people involved in this project, had their hands on this project. And it was, again, the local politicians, it was the local business people. 80% of the people that were on, of the 160 people that were on site building this hotel, were local. And
Tom Mulroy, we will continue this conversation. Thank you very much. Listeners, you have a great day. Be safe out there in the valley. You know, watch out for slippery roads. Meet me back here tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. on WKIP.